Hey, don't go anywhere. We have another hour to go of Radio Munson from just outside of Tucson, Arizona. We just wrapped up the annual Tucson Jazz Festival this past weekend. It was a 10-day run, as it is every year. They have some great jazz stars performing. John Pizzarelli, guitarist Howard Alden, the great clarinetist Annette Cohen. George Benson was here singing, playing his guitar, and Dee Dee Bridgewater was here to sing one night. Opening for Dee Dee was the Ellington Band from the Tucson Jazz Institute. And they had Lewis Nash, great drummer, as a guest artist sitting in with the band. This is the band that Doug Teitelbach leads. Doug had a great run in Central Illinois leading various bands. These are all high school kids. Maybe the best high school band in the land. Swinging the Blues with Doug Teitelbach's Tucson Jazz Institute Ellington Band, all high school kids. here to kick off hour number two of Radio Munson. Just like a big league team, they have various minor league teams of musicians that eventually feed into the Ellington Band. I think the one that would be considered about class B would be, I think it's the Buddy Rich Band. The Basie Band is equivalent to the Class A minor league bunch. But when you hit the Ellington Band, when you sit down with the Ellington Band, you're in the big leagues. Here's a band that Toots Thielemans put together. We'll play a little harmonica, and Beth Hart is going to sing.
I've got a right to sing the blues. I've got a right to moan and sigh. Yeah, I've got a right to sit and cry down around the river. A certain man in this old town keeps begging my poor heart around. All I say for me is misery. I've got a right to sing the blue. I got a right to moan and sigh. I've got a right to sit and cry down around the river. Soon that deep blue sea will be calling me. It must be say what you choose. I got a right to sing the blues.
Toots Thielemans harmonica with Beth Hart. Got a right to sing the blues. Here's a little bluesy thing that Billy Eckstein wrote with Earl Father Hines back in the early 40s. And then when Eckstein had his own band, in which he played, by the way, Billy Eckstein played trumpet and in this case plays valve trombone. But Billy was primarily a singer with that rich, resonant bass baritone voice. And he recorded this one, maybe the best-known song that his band did, in, I think it was 1946.
Hello, baby. I had to call you on the phone. Hello, baby. I had to call you on the phone. 'Cause I feel so lonesome, and daddy wants his baby home. It's a downright rotten, low down, dirty shame. It's a downright rotten, low down, dirty shame. The way you're treating poor me, I know I'm not to blame. Jelly, 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 jelly stays on my mind. Jelly, 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 jelly stays on my mind. Jelly roll killed my pappy, it run my mommy's gone by.
Eckstein's great voice and his valve trombone that time from 1946. That was Dizzy Gillespie playing trumpet and Charlie Parker playing alto saxophone. Boy, there were some great people in that band. Dexter Gordon, Miles Davis, Art Blakey, Fats Navarro. Sarah Vaughan was the vocalist for a while. The same Sarah Vaughan that broke out into her own recording this one.
You the first time I looked into them their eyes. You got a certain little cute way of flirting with them their eyes. They make me feel so happy, they make me feel so blue. No, darling, I'm falling, going in a big way for sweet little you. My heart is jumping, you sure started something with them their eyes. You better watch them if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble, they're gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in them their eyes. I looked into them their eyes. You've got a certain little cute way of flirting with them their eyes. They make me feel so happy, they make me feel so blue. No, darling, I'm falling, going in a big way for sweet little you. My heart is jumping, you sure started something with them eyes. You better watch them if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble, they're gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in them. Them there. You're overworking them, danger lurking in them.
No wonder they called her Sassy Sarah Vaughan. And then their eyes. You're overworking them, you know. Well, we'll invite you to close your eyes and listen to something by Woody Herman's band. Well, Maybe you ought to have your eyes open for his version of Apple Honey coming up here in just a few minutes. Here's the thing that Dean Martin did with Nelson Riddle's orchestra.
I have often walked down this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. All the lilac trees in the heart of town, can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. And oh, the towering feeling, just to know somehow you're near. The overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can be here on the street where you live. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can't be here on the street where you live. Can be here on the street where you live. Can be here on the street where you live. Oh,
That's a song called Apple Honey that Woody Herman wrote and recorded with his first band, which eventually became known as the First Herd, Woody Herman's First Herd. He wouldn't have named it that at the time, but he eventually had a second herd, a third herd, a fourth herd, as he kept reforming his band in subsequent years. But that was the first Woody Herman band, the First Herd, Apple Honey. Here on Radio Munson, I'm going to do something here by Tierney Sutton. Here she is with her own band. And Buddy Childers was brought in for this session to play his flugelhorn. It was a song written by an almost obscure songwriter named Bernie Miller. And Tierney Sutton recorded it in 2000 for her Unsung Heroes album, one of whom apparently was Bernie Miller. The song is called Bernie's Tune.
It's so easy to whistle, it's so easy to sing, even hummingbirds hum it. It's the thing, office clerks, soda jerks, picked it up so soon. Millionaires, even squares, hum with Bernie's tune.
Sutton with Buddy Childers playing flugelhorn and Bernie's tune here on Radio Munson. Glad you're aboard this evening. We do this every Thursday night, you know. Tonight we're just outside of Tucson, Arizona, just a little ways up Dove Mountain in our Radio Munson West studios. Here's a little gypsy jazz from Europe. Two principals in the Hot Club of Paris, Stefan Grappelli, the great violinist, and Django Reinhardt, the guitar wizard, were born on this week, many years ago. Stefan Grappelli was born in 1908 on January 26, today's date, in Paris, France. And Django Reinhardt was born in Belgium on June 23rd, 1910, 2 years later. They got together in the early 1930s, and it was a jam session that pulled them together. There are various accounts of who was responsible for getting them together, as smaller groups often do, just to see if they're compatible and see how their musical talents blend in with the others. And at the time, a jazz club that was a going concern at the time in Paris, called the Hot Club of Paris, was looking for a house band. So Stefan Grappelli and Django Reinhardt and two other guitarists, one of them Django's brother, and a bass player, formed the quintet of the Hot Club of France. Here they are with Limehouse Blues. Limehouse Blues, Gypsy Jazz is popular today because of those two guys, Stefan Grappelli and Django Reinhardt, and the quintet of the Hot Club of France. The bass player here is Paul Langosch, and Greg Sargent plays guitar for Tony Bennett and a song that Al Hibbler did with Ellington.
As I walk down the street, seems everyone I meet gives me a friendly hello. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. The birds in every tree are all so neighborly. They sing wherever I go. Guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. Now if you should ask me the amount in my bank account, oh, I'd have to admit I'm slipping. But that don't worry me. Confidentially, I've got a dream that's pippin'. And when the day is through, each night I hurry to a home where love waits, I know. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. Before I have to confess I'm slipping, but that don't worry me. Confidentially, I've got a dream that's pippin'. When the day is through, each night I'll hurry to a home where love waits, I know. I'm just lucky.
Tony Bennett, the one and only. Here's a Count Basie band. Just after Bill Basie's death in the mid-80s, they went into the studio under the direction of Frank Foster, one of the old-time band members, and recorded a wonderful version of a song Neil Hefti wrote called Little Darlin'. Thank you. Gershwin wrote that song in 1924, Fascinating Rhythm, still fascinating to me. Louis Belson playing drums for Sammy Nestico's arrangement, Sammy directing the band. Pete Chrisleeb did the tenor saxophone solo. Here on Radio Munson, here come the Manhattan Rhythm Kings.
Bow, wow, wow.
Everybody, while I sing this song, I'm talking about that dance that makes you shake your shoes, that dance that gives you folks the heebie-jeebie blues. It's called the heebie-jeebie dance, wa-da-da-do-do, called the heebie-jeebie dance.
Heebie-jeebies. Louis Armstrong was the first to have them. Well, maybe not that, but he was the one who wrote the song. And the Manhattan Rhythm Kings bring it alive one more time. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. You can call me Donald if you want. All of a sudden, that's a popular first name with the new president having been inaugurated. There's always a question of how many newly born children will be named for the president, current president, or the immediate past president. We know there are some young lads who've been named Barack over the last 8 years. That's not a new phenomenon, by the way. Here's a little proof from Cab Calloway from the 1940s, when Franklin Delano Roosevelt was the President of the United States.
It's a big holiday everywhere, for the Jones family has a brand new heir. He's the joy heaven sent, and they proudly present Mr. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones. When he grows up, he never will stray with a name like the one that he's got today. As he walks down the street, folks will say, "Pleased to meet Mr. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones." What a smile and how he shows it. He'll keep happy all day long. What a name, I bet he knows it. With that handle, how can he go wrong? And the folks in the town all agree, he'll be famous as he can be. How can he be a dud or a stick in the mud when he's Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones? Yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree.
Calloway with his band in the 1940s, and I'm thinking about having a little extra interest in whether young boys now are named Donald, because of course that's my name, but would they, would the parents put the in front of the name? Billy the Donald Jones? I don't think so. Well, here we are in the last Radio Munson for the month of January, and I've been meaning for a long time to play a song that was written back in 1938 by a guy from Missouri, from the woods of Missouri, wrote a lot of just very simple, just folksy songs. Willard Robeson is the guy's name. And in this case, Didette Lee Hall provided the lyrics. Super Sax does it. That's the saxophone chorus led by Med Flory back in the 70s. With a group called the LA Voices, Sue Rainey singing lead, and a song called Old Folks.
Everyone knows him as Old Folks, like the season. He'll come and you go, just as free as a bird,
and as good as his word. That's why everybody loves him so, even though he's always leaving his spoon in his coffee.
Tucks his napkin up under his chin. That old corn cob pie, it's so mellow, it's right. But you shouldn't be ashamed of me. understand about old folks? Did he fight for the blue or the gray? Who can say?
But he's so diplomatic and so democratic.
We always let him have his way.
Isn't that a great song? LA Voices with Super Sax, who patterned their arrangement after a collaboration between Charlie Parker and the Dave Lambert Singers, the precursor of Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. They did that back in the early 1950s. Time for a couple more songs here on Radio Munson. Here's an arrangement that Van Alexander first did in the mid-30s when he was arranging for Chick Webb's band, and Chick had a young girl singer named Ella Fitzgerald. Later on, many decades later, he arranged it for his own band. The song is Undecided. Thank you. That's Van Alexander's band, his own arrangement. You know, Van Alexander was taken from us in 2015, about a year and a half ago. He had just reached his 100th birthday shortly before he passed away. Van Alexander, he was a good one. Let's close with Van Alexander's band doing Until the Real Thing Comes Along. I'll be coming along next Thursday night. An NPR newscast comes next on WGLT Normal. And then Evening Jazz continues after that. Thanks for listening, everybody.